Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 9, Number 8. This is my 100th SNU tutorial. Man, I'm just so happy. 100 months ago, I began an audio series with Dr. Michael Colgan as my special expert guest, and SNU has now grown into a source of education and inspiration worldwide. I want to thank all of you who are listening, and I do look forward, I really do, to the next 100 editions. I really find pleasure in meeting my expert guests and putting these tutorials together. And it's my passion, as you know. And I hope that learning is your passion. And I hope that you're finding that in your life, that you're able to connect the dots in your life with your passion so that you are motivated to continue and you're inspired and things are getting better and you have purpose in your life. Now, in the last edition of SNU, I discussed the issue of providing unsolicited advice on health and nutrition to friends and family. Personally, I recommend playing it cool when it comes to people and their health problems. If they want your advice, I guarantee they will ask you for it. Do you really think they don't know what you do? Because they do. Everyone knows what we do. We ooze it. Everyone knows that we're into health and fitness, then that we're health nuts. Okay. But few people understand what we do. And that's okay. You have to get over that. You have to get over the fact that hardly anyone really understands what you do. That should not pull you away from what you're doing. You just accept that and understand that. And I mean, how much do you know about airplane mechanics? Or let's think of something that's equally as technical. Can you take apart a TV and put it back together again? No. How much do you really know about that? So how much do people really know about what you do? Well, what makes us connect with other people is the fact that we're all alive, we want to stay alive, and we want to stay well. And so these principles that we know and understand, they apply not just to ourselves, but to all humanity. That's why it can be difficult to keep your mouth shut. But please do, because if you do not, it will only create further frustration for you, and it will separate you from the people that you love. Now, we can certainly teach those who want to learn, but we can't make them do the work. Once that's clear, then it's easy to let go. So it's all about letting go. So that's my advice when it comes to your friends and family. Let them all go. It's just not cool to infringe ourselves on other people. And besides, it doesn't work. That's why I don't do it. I don't do things that don't work, because I have a brain that allows me to conceptualize and see in my mind the statistical evidence of science and or the forethought of my imagination. I can think, okay, now if I do this, this, and this, will that lead me to where I want to get to? No, it won't, because I just found out that the bridge was blown up over the river, so I have to go around it, and for whatever reason, I can't swim across it at this time. So I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to find another way. So you got to find another way. You want to help your friends and your family, find another way and let them come to you, okay? That's the best way. And in the meantime, love them, hang out with them, talk about other things that they're interested in, and let them continue to keep poking themselves in their eye with the fork in their own hand. Now, on this edition of SNU, I want to talk about wonderful, luscious berries. Berries, berries, berries. Man, I love berries. Specifically, why berries are so good and how eating them routinely can literally save ourselves from infection, disease, and premature destruction. The botanical definition of a berry is a fleshy fruit produced from a single ovary, such as a grape. The seeds are usually embedded in the flesh of this ovary. In everyday English, berry is a term for any small edible fruit. Now, these berries are usually juicy, round or semi-oblong, and they're brightly colored, sweet or sour, and they usually don't have a stone or a pit, although many seeds may be present. Now, as this is currently berry picking season in BC, the month is July here, berries are indeed on my mind. I love to pick and eat berries fresh anytime. As a matter of fact, on the way over here to the recording studio this morning, I stopped and picked some berries. Just love them. I also like to freeze them and add them to shakes. Like, to me, they're ice cube candy. Things like blueberries, strawberries, boysenberries, huckleberries, and raspberries. Lately, I've been picking blackberries on the way to and from the gym. They're absolutely delicious and super nutritious. Be careful of the ones that are close to the highways and the freeways and the automobile exhaust, because over time, cadmium and toxic heavy metals collects, and there is a pollution factor that settles down and collects on these berries. So you should wash those ones, but try and get the ones that are closer to a more natural environment. Berries are one of the true survival foods. I eat them year-round in shakes and believe they are a major factor in my wellness profile and why I usually either heal very quickly when I get injured or I don't get the injuries. I think that they have massive anti-inflammatory value, and there's a reason for it. So why are berries so special? The answer lies in their rich enzyme, polyphenol, proanthocyanidin, flavonoid, and carotenoid content. Berries are literally packed with factors that strengthen cell membranes. You know, we've got like 100 trillion cells, and every one of them has a membrane. And the membrane has to be strong and resilient and defensive. It has to be functional. And also these berries, they protect our DNA from damage. How important is that? How important do you think your DNA is? Well, if you can take something from nature that protects your DNA from damage, I would say that means you're going to live better and longer. Now, berries are as equal in virtue as they are in taste and culinary satisfaction. I don't think I know anybody who's allergic to berries. And I don't think I know anybody who doesn't like at least some kind of a berry. Maybe you don't like strawberries, but you love blackberries. Maybe you love blueberries, but you don't like boysenberries, whatever. But I bet you like some kind of a berry. They're so sweet and delicious, especially when they're served in so many ways. They're extremely versatile. Now, let's talk about these substances that are in them, because that's what makes them so magical and great. Polyphenols. These are naturally occurring, water-soluble plant compounds made from the amino acid phenylalanine and acetic acid. They include a very large subgroup called flavonoids, which are reduced to various categories and subclasses, including flavanols, flavones, flavonoids, flavolignans, flavonols, biflavones, flavones, isoflavones, proanthocyanidins, anthocyanins, anthocyanidins, and anthocyanicides. So, man, that's pretty tricky to get all that down. In other words, there's a whole lot of good stuff in there. Over 20,000 flavonoids have been identified, and of these, only about 100 have been thoroughly researched. So we're really behind in the research, and there's lots more to discover. That's exciting. Flavonoids protect plants from exposure to the sun's radiation and from the oxygen they produce as a byproduct of photosynthesis. When we eat these same plants in their whole, non-processed, and preferably live form, we incorporate thousands of various flavonoids into our digestive tract and bloodstream. Plants grown in the tropics and in regions of the world with a high degree of year-round light exposure contain higher levels of these antioxidant substances, which is one of the reasons I like to use mango, papaya, pineapple, kiwi, and fresh berries. They are loaded with light, and the energy from light is transformed into structure. We consume the structure, and it's like basically we're solar panels. If we could absorb the light from the sun directly and consume nothing else, that would be the most efficient thing we could do. But we can't, so we have to eat the plants And then the next layer up is we eat the animals that ate the plants. And the higher up the food chain, the less efficient the transfer of the energy is. So eating plants raw and fresh, that's the best thing to do. Polyphenols are extremely effective free radical scavengers and have earned a reputation for their ability to strengthen cardiac tissue, organ tissue and cell membranes, veins, arteries, and capillaries. So your vascular network, very important. And that's what contains the blood, and life is in the blood. They're prescribed in many heart and vascular diseases, these flavonoids and polyphenols, and they support enzyme detoxification in the liver. They also enhance the properties of essential micronutrient antioxidants like vitamin C and E and protect them from oxidation. This is why you often find bioflavonoids mixed with vitamin C or plant extracts added to vitamin complexes. Well-known examples include quercetin, catechin, naringin, rutin, hesperitin, silymarin, genistein, and diazine. Genistein and diazine, of course, are in the isoflavones of soy. Both grape seed and the bark of Pinus maritima provide a special group of flavonoids called proanthocyanidins. It took me a while to be able to say that. I do remember the grape seed and the pine bark trend that came out. It's still hanging in there because these things are good. That's how you know whether a product's good or not. It stands a test of time. Now, they belong to a larger family called PCOs. That's the acronym PCOs. Grape seed extract contains approximately 92 to 95% PCOs, while pine bark ranges from 80 to 85%. These water-soluble substances support and strengthen our vascular network and capillary system by inhibiting the destruction of collagen and elastin. So you can see that they're really, really going to be good for skin and appendages like hair and the outside, the integumentary system. That's what the system associated with our skin is called. I first discovered the benefits of PCOs while traveling through France in the mid-80s. A substance there called pycnogenol was very popular as a cosmetic agent for the treatment of varicose veins and skin problems and was also prescribed internally for the same and other related vascular disorders. Apparently, it was Dr. Jacques Masquelier of the Faculty of Materia Medica at the University of Bordeaux in France who first isolated the active components of the French coastal pine, which he named pycnogenol. PCOs are powerful antioxidants known to modify the histamine, prostaglandins, and leukotrienes released as a result of injury and allergies. So these things are very good, obviously, for sports injury treatment. An initial loading dose of 2 milligrams per kilo of your body weight daily for 10 days is recommended, after which time they can be reduced to 0.5 to 1 milligram per kilo of body weight daily. PCOs have no known side effects. I like to use about 50 milligrams of pine bark extract, and it's combined with 200 milligrams of grape seed extract. That's a daily dose. And I use that as an antioxidant in my defense grid and as a means of maintaining skin, artery, and fiber elasticity. It's good to be elastic. It's good to retain your flexibility as you age, no doubt. Now, carotenoids are another group. They're fat-soluble pigments responsible for much of the color observed in many plants and animals. Due to their structure and conjugated double bonds, they absorb most colors of the sun's spectrum of light. In addition, we wouldn't be able to see any colors without them, as carotenoids provide the raw materials that humans require to manufacture vitamin A. Each molecule of beta-carotene, for example, is converted into two molecules of vitamin A, or retinol. Without retinol, there would be no light-gathering pigment in the human eye. So the colors we see, we need so that we can see. That's very cool. Carotenoids comprise a large family of carotenes and xanthophylls, both of which function as natural antioxidant phytochemicals. Beta-carotene is the most abundant and well-known. It is also the most common carotenoid in supplement form. However, many supplement companies are now expanding into some of the less well-known carotenoids, such as lycopene, lutein, canthaxanthine, astaxanthine, gamma-carotene, capsaicin, and alpha-carotene, many of which are also worthwhile taking. Of the greater than 600 carotenoids presently known, only about 50 act as precursors to vitamin A. Others work directly with various species of random oxygen species or reside throughout the body as functional players in light and cell chemistry. About 20 carotenoids are present in human plasma, including lutein, lycopene, beta-cryptoxanthine, and alpha and beta-carotene. Lycopene has a strong antioxidant effect and is effective in neutralizing singlet oxygen. Lycopene has shown promise in the treatment of prostate cancer. High levels of serum lycopene correlate to low levels of serum prostate-specific antigen, which is also known as PSA. Men, have you had your PSA check lately? I haven't, and I don't think I will. I'm less concerned about things like that than my functional state, which I monitor in other ways, but by no means am I saying not to get your PSA checked or your prostate. I'm just saying that if you live a certain way and you're well connected to yourself and your organs and glands and you're checking other biomarkers, it's very unlikely that you're going to need any conventional inspection. That's my premise anyway. Carotenoids protect cells from free radical damage and are important to the many unique functions of the immune system. Supplemental beta carotene has been shown in research to increase numbers and cell count of B and T cell lymphocytes, T helper cells, and natural killer cells. Lutein can also prevent, or at least work towards that end, it can prevent macular degeneration. Now, carotenoids play a role in gene expression and increase the synthesis of a gap junction protein called connexin. This improves cell communication and also detours the formation of carcinogenic cells, which tend to thrive when communication between cells closes down due to a widening of gap junctions. And of course, this occurs through a lack of physical activity. Natural sources compared to the synthetic single isomer of beta-carotene contain more isomers and thus are preferred for their greater biological activity. Beta-carotene is non-toxic as the liver only converts it into vitamin A as required. The rest roams about in the bloodstream and functions as an anti-radical agent. Carotenemia, a yellowish discoloration of the skin, may occur due to prolonged excessive intake, especially among carrot juice drinkers, but this condition has no known adverse effect. I like to use a mixed carotenoid supplement complex combined with retinol. So I've got the pre-vitamin A and the pro-vitamin A, which includes beta and alpha carotene, lutein, lycopene, and zeaxanthine. So I like to get a mix of carotenoids and the beta carotene and a direct source of vitamin A or retinol. So get as many berries into your system as possible. I eat them multiple times throughout the day. Berries have virtually no calories as they're mostly water, fiber, a small amount of low to medium glycemic carbs, and a huge amount of micronutrients, including enzymes and antioxidants. So in these days of environmental consciousness and sensitivity, definitely go green. But also go red, go black, go yellow, go purple, go blue, and orange too. So berry up and make sure that you're getting your berries on a routine daily basis. Just like training and just like everything else you do, fresh air, sleep, rest, get those berries in and they will do you a whole lot of good. Okay, well, that's it for this segment, this 100th segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Samuel Butler, English novelist, essayist, and critic. When the water of a place is bad, it is safest to drink none that has not been filtered through either the berry of a grape or else a tub of malt. These are the most reliable filters yet invented.